Speaking by phone from Adamazin town, women's rights activist Aisha Abdulaziz with the Blue Nile Initiative for Development says 5 of the 23 people who were critically injured on Thursday have been airlifted to Khartoum for further medical attention.
There were 10 dead from Omdurman and 7 from Ghanaian, so the total up to now is 17. This morning, 5 people with critical conditions were taken by plane to Khartoum.
Renewed intercommunal fighting began in Ghanaian of Blue Nile on Thursday and quickly spread to other neighboring villages. Authorities declared a curfew in Ghanaian and Aroseris town Thursday until further notice. The Blue Nile Civil Society Network condemned the renewed clashes and called for calm. They appealed to different ethnic communities in Blue Nile to refrain from violence and seek mutual understanding mechanisms of resolving disputes. The network urged authorities to immediately identify the perpetrators and bring them to justice. Abdulaziz says the renewed clashes have caused more displacement among residents.
If you see on social media, you will see many lorries that are carrying people and their furniture departing Blue Nile. Most houses have been evicted. Some civil servants who brought back their families from the displaced camps are forced to take them back.
In July, the UN reported about 14,000 people have been displaced from a Roseris locality in Blue Nile State following a wave of intercommunal violence that started in Ghanaian town. Abdulaziz says the number of displaced persons is much higher, but some of the IDPs were not covered during the humanitarian assessment carried out in July.
There were about 22,000 displaced persons in various schools in Blue Nile. Others were sheltering in Kwalwas, and some have been hosted within communities.
The renewed clashes were triggered when school administrations in Blue Nile demanded that the displaced people should leave so they can prepare for the reopening of new academic year this month, according to Abdulaziz. Some of the displaced people say they cannot go home because it is not yet safe for them to return. South Sudan in Focus reached out to the office manager of the Blue Nile State Governor, Hassan Idris, for comment, who said his boss was preparing for a trip to Omdurman to be acquainted with the level of damage in the area and was not able to comment at the moment. Sudan's military leaders, who staged a coup in October last year, have said they want to preserve the country's stability and are working to improve security. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.